Good morning. We're continuing with Yodam. We finished Klal Sama Beis. We just have a few more points we need to clarify in regards to the din of a Teva Meitiv and some of the points that the Chayyadim raised in the last few simonim. So, number one, the halacha of a Teva Meitiv only applies if you bring the second wine when the first wine is still available. So, if you're bringing the second wine because you ran out of wine, so Baruch Hashem, you have the Ribi Yayin, but that doesn't create the same level of simcha is that we are so blessed that we have multiple different choices of wine. You don't have a choice anymore. You ran out of the first wine. That's why you want the second one. So if the first cup is finished, and then you bring the second cup, excuse me, if the first bottle of wine is finished, and then you bring the other bottle of wine, so there's no type of meitiv. Okay. We said we're going to discuss in a case where the bottle is brought by a guest, and that's an example where Teva Meitiv would be relevant. Does one need to say a Brit Piya Gofen in that situation or not? So there are two issues which we have to address. We have to address, one is a person, a nimlach. It means a person, when a person has decided that they're finished, they don't want any more food, or they don't want any more food, and then they decide they're going to end, and then they just change their mind and decide they want to have more, they need a new bracha. If it's a true decision to end the eating, that ends the effectiveness of the bracha. The eating session is completed, like we spoke about this idea before, and you're starting a new eating session when you change your mind. Many times a person decides they're not going to eat anymore, but it's not really a final decision. And it's normal to change your mind. So if a person, the Mishnah Berurah says that by Yayin, there's an assumption of Nimlach. It seemed like the time of the Derech of the Chofetz Chaim that they would drink a cup of wine. It was more along the lines of drinking a cup of wine. So the person's decision to have a second cup is a Nimlach, and therefore there'll be a new Chiyah for a new Bracha when the person decides to have the second case. If an individual knows that his derech is to have more than one cup of wine, that's normal for him. And when he sits down to the meal and he makes a brepia gofen, he knows he's going to have more than one cup. So he's not considered a nimlach in regards to the second kais. And he would not need a new brepia gofen. The second issue is, can the bracha be effective on something which is not here? Even though a bracha can be effective on multiple achilas of foods which are here, can my bracha that I make be effective on the wine, which maybe at the time that I made the bracha was in somebody else's house? It was still in the supermarket. The guy was went to the store to buy it. It didn't even purchase it yet. Can my brepia gofen work for that? Or can my brepia eitz or whatever, any bracha that I make? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simon Reish Vav, and he says if the food is brought, the new food is brought while the first food is still there, so I still have some of this item on the table, and the same type of food is brought, so then the bracha can extend from the first food to the second food. So since we just said that the Brepia Gofen, I'm sorry, that the Teva Meitiv only applies when the first wine is still there. You haven't ran out of the first wine. So by definition, the case of a Teva Meitiv is always discussing a case where the first wine is still there. So based on the rule which we have in Simon Reish Vav, so the person would not need to make a new Brepia Gofen. The only question is he a Nimlach? So nowadays, I mean, a person will know himself whether he's a nimlach or not, what his derech is. So the person would not need a new brepia gofen, arguably, in the scenario we're discussing. But since it wasn't there at the time, and it's this new item being brought in, there's an element of simcha which will allow him to be able to say a tov ha-meitiv. Well, that's the first part we want to clarify in regards to this scenario that we're talking about. The second thing I wanted to clarify is in this last din that the Chayyadim said in Simon Tetzvov, that about whether each person should make their own bracha or one person should make it to somebody else, we need to clarify that point. The Ramah talks about this, and we would like to clarify the position of the Ramah is actually not where the Chayyadim presents. And we'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.